From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Authorities say the Las Vegas gunman transferred $100,000 overseas in the days before the attack and planned the massacre so meticulously that he even set up cameras inside the peephole of his hotel room to spot anyone coming in. But some are still questioning whether this could have been an act of terrorism. Here's FBI Special Agent Aaron Rouse.
We have found no evidence to this point to indicate terrorism. But this is an ongoing investigation. We're going to continue to look at all avenues. We're not closing down any doors.
Meanwhile, investigators are taking a harder look at the shooter's girlfriend and what she might have known about the attack. President Trump is likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about it Thursday.
The president is going to make an announcement about the decision that he's made on a comprehensive strategy that his team supports, and we'll do that in the coming days. I'm not going to get ahead of that announcement by leaning in now.
Iran signed the agreement with the former Obama administration in 2015, along with Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. As far as North Korea's nuclear ambitions are concerned, President Trump on Thursday had this to say.
We cannot allow this dictatorship to threaten our nation or our allies with unimaginable loss of life. We will do what we must do to prevent that from happening, and it will be done if necessary.
Meanwhile, a new Associated Press investigation finds Americans may have been unwittingly helping North Korea get cash as it develops its nuclear weapons programs by buying seafood processed by Korean workers in China. You're listening to VOA News. The International Committee of the Red Cross reports an alarming spike in military operations in parts of Syria in the past 2 weeks. It's causing high levels of civilian casualties and the destruction of vital civilian infrastructure. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from ICRC headquarters in Geneva.
The Red Cross says the violence that has been going on in Raqqa, Deir ez-Zor, and western rural Aleppo now has spread to many of the de-escalation areas. ICRC spokeswoman Yolanda Jacquemet tells VOA this is taking a heavy toll on civilians and civilian infrastructure.
What we've seen during the last 2 weeks, though, is that there have been hundreds of civilian casualties, that at least 10 hospitals have been damaged.
Jacquemet says people are being injured and are dying in a variety of situations, including airstrikes, shelling, and improvised explosive devices. The ICRC says the recent surge in fighting is bringing intolerable levels of suffering, putting prospects for peace into doubt. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Spain's constitutional court has ordered the suspension of a Catalonian special parliamentary session next week. Philip Alexio has the story.
A spokeswoman for the court said judges ordered the suspension as the constitutional court hears appeals against it. Charles Puigdemont, the leader of Catalonia, was going to ask the regional parliament Monday to declare independence after referendum results showed 90% supported breaking away. Wednesday, he renewed his call for international mediation, but said the results of the referendum would have to be applied. The confrontation has raised fears among investors, with the unrest in Catalonia, which accounts for one-fifth of the Spanish economy. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Tropical storm Nate is being blamed for more than 20 deaths across Central America as it tracks toward a likely U.S. landfall this weekend as a hurricane. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Nate is expected to reach the northern Gulf Coast at hurricane strength this weekend before making landfall early Sunday somewhere between southeast Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle. And a new study says automakers are worsening driver distraction by cramming more and more infotainment options into vehicles. The government says infotainment systems should be quick and easy to use, but AAA's Foundation for Traffic Safety finds they're making drivers take their eyes off the road and hands off the wheel for dangerously long periods of time. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.